Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Elevated Places with Dr. Ava Mahan. Dr. Ava is a gifted attorney, researcher, lecturer, and author of 5 books. She received her Juris Doctorate from Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., and is a member of the New York Bar Association. Dr. Ava has been featured in Essence magazine many times and was named by Essence as being one of America's most powerful black women. Join Dr. Ava every Thursday evening on Elevated Places, where you will hear a message that will provide you with the tools needed to repair and uplift the spirit, moral character, and living condition of the black man and woman. Our call-in number is 347-324-5091, or visit us on our radio show page at blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces. And now, here is your host, Dr. Ava Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you, and welcome once again to Elevated Places. It is April the 24th, 2014, and it is 7:01 in Chicago, Central Time, 8 on the East Coast. I want to welcome all of you back. It is such an honor and a privilege just to be alive in this hour. And, of course, tonight we really want you to call in to 347-324-5091, as I see people are beginning to do already. I want you to call in to talk with us. I spoke at Mas Mariam this past Sunday on healing and renewal. I also discussed on WVON Sunday afternoon my personal struggle with cancer. I actually began it. It's probably going to end up being a three-part series. And tonight I want you to share with us your experiences in the realm of personal health, including cancer, which is actually at epidemic proportions in this country and around the world. And there are very definitive reasons for that. But we're going to get into that tonight, and we want you to feel free on this open forum, Elevated Places, which is designed for us to exchange our thoughts and our ideas on the highest level. I know that my brother, Terrence Muhammad, is super busy, but yet he was able to join us. I'm sure he's on the run, but I'm so glad to see he's on. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Terrence.
Wa alaikum salam.
Good to have you on. And let me do this. Let me have you go ahead and give us your updates so that I make best use of your time.
Well, you know, I do want to go ahead and add on to what you just said. I think the callers need to Instagram, tweet out, use Twitter, Facebook, and social media to make sure that everybody gets on this show tonight to hear your story. And I don't think people really understand the depths and the profound words that you not only spoke Sunday, but what you spoke on WVON, and just understanding the major, major impact of what you went through as relates to cancer. And as you know, right now, and I say that because it was some very powerful words, it was very profound words, just on the nature and the teachings of the Most Honored Elijah Muhammad, and how to heal yourself, and just the great spirit, and even the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, how doctors have been amazed at how he is in the surgery room and how his body operates and how he's still moving, and that he's even a case study for all the radiation seeds that they put in him, and he's still alive. He is a phenomenon, but it speaks to the force and power of being on these elevated places, and people can catch that if they understood. But it's a beautiful testimony, and I just wanted to start off with that. Because as you said, I am running on the last stop of the Hip Hop Caucus Act on Climate Tour, and we're at the Great HBCU institution of Clark, Atlanta. And we had a remarkable night, and we're still having a remarkable night as we're talking about this issue of climate change, because yesterday I was at my alma mater, North Carolina A&T State University. But tonight we had the highest-ranking person in President Obama's administration that deals with the environment, and as the EPA administrator. And she was with us tonight. The other parts, she was sent by video, but she was here tonight live. And a lot of the EPA administrators are here talking about this issue of climate change. And the reason why it's important for us in the hip-hop community, as the Hip-Hop Caucus is doing this tour, because a lot of our communities suffer from asthma, suffer from cancer,
yeah.
Not just because it's hereditary, but because of when we talk about climate change, we're not talking about air, we're not talking about polar bears, tree huggers, or ice caps, but we're talking about toxic waste, environmental racism, and factories that are in our community. As you talked about, Dr. Ava, they don't have stores that trucks back up to deliver food. You know, you ask, what are they selling us in these foods, or what are we dying from? We're dying from small pollution and poor air quality, toxins being dumped in our communities, and we're still fighting to be with a people that don't care and don't pass laws to protect those that are poor, and that's why we have the champion and Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So I'm going to keep trying to go on down. I have a list of things to run through. We also was blessed in the city of Atlanta to have some supreme spring water, love and unity, about student regional minister down here, Brother Sharif. He sent a case of water over for the program so the people on the panel would have some decent water to drink. And our sister, Sister Adela Catering, is here. She's here. We got some Raheem Devine, who has been speaking highly of Minister Farrakhan on his tour. Reverend Gerald Durley, civil rights leader, he's been speaking highly of Minister Farrakhan on his tour. So our sister Adela Catering, she's here. So she's a caterer to the stars, and she brought some soup that she made down here in Atlanta. And as well as our brother Nuri will be down in the southern region this weekend speaking strong at March number 15. And also we have at the University of Cincinnati this weekend, the Twitter Army is still moving. The 2.0 teachers under Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is on tour. Hip-hop and social media will be discussed at the University of Cincinnati this upcoming Saturday with our brother Jesse Muhammad. And also, I would just want to close out, and I just want to say I thank – oh, I did forget. We thank our brother Hashim. He was at Mosque number 4. He spoke after the meeting. Thank Student Minister Brother Abdul Qadir for letting the believers see the powerful lecture that you did at Mosque number 4, and the crowd loved it. The guests loved it. But our brother Hashim was in Mosque number 6 and Mosque number 4 out in the streets getting the – a word out to our people, resurrecting the dead with the Final Call newspaper. So we thank him for on the instructions of our Supreme Captain to go around and help get this word out to our people. But as I was saying, I was closing out just to thank all of the members of the Nation of Islam that had helped myself personally on this tour, the Hip Hop Caucus tour. I thank Student Captain Brother Rory in Detroit, and Brother Henry in Detroit, and Brother Kevin in Norfolk, Virginia, and Brother Jahi from Atlanta. I was blessed to be able to hire these brothers to drive some of the stars and celebrities around in the different cities on this tour. And the believers actually came out and was a part of a lot of these discussions. And I bring this up because we want people to know that the Nation of Islam, as Sister Ava has always stated, we are involved in the affairs of our people. So we're not just in the mosque waiting for you to come to us. We're actually in the streets meeting with our people, talking to our people, and getting involved with the issues that are affecting our people. So I want to turn it back over to you, Sister Ava, and hopefully I'm going to try to stay on as long as I can. But I do want you to go deeper at some point on this whole issue of why it is necessary for separation. And I say that because what is going on with this industry of cancer, this industry of asthma, and I say industry because people are making money, big money, off of cancer, and you need to get the book Medical Apartheid, Murder by Injection, and you will see the things that was instituted and started to not help us get well and to heal ourselves, but for us to always depend on the pharmaceuticals and have a pill for everything. That's why we need the economic blueprint. Don't forget that. The economicblueprint.org, so we can get land and grow our own food that's not toxic. We can have our own clean air because we're not polluting the air. We're not polluting the community because we're living in a righteous nature. And we're feeding our cells from the cellular level, as you talked about. And this is so real, that the good teachings of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, righteous teachers, can clean you up on the cellular level where you can be disease-free. But we have to be in our own community with our own righteous mindset, so dis-ease will not come physically into our body.
Yes, thank you so much. And, yes, I love that you put it out that it is an industry, because as we go through this, we have to address the reality that billions and billions of dollars are being made on surgery, on chemotherapy.
Yeah.
The oil companies pale in comparison to big pharma, the pharmaceutical companies,
right,
who make billions upon billions of dollars every year. And many times they will manufacture drugs knowing that after a certain period of time, they're going to be in a lawsuit. They know they may,
right,
may be held liable for deaths and injuries from the medication that they put on the market, but their profit is so enormous. Like the tobacco companies, they can absorb the cost of litigation and payouts in settlements literally for killing people. And I'm going to go ahead and do an introductory commentary, and then I'm going to open up. And, of course, I don't want to go any further without noting that our Ministry of Agriculture, Dr. Ridgely, Muhammad is on the line. The root of the solution to this problem, ultimately, as you mentioned, separation, the root solution is going to be taking control of the land, because
right,
anything we eat comes from a seed if it's natural. And seeds and the health and quality of the seed is dependent upon the condition of the soil. And
right,
there is no way, no matter what they stamp on something, organic, wholesome, natural, I don't care what signs and labels are on what we consume, we can never fully trust what we're taking into our system unless and
right,
until we control. So,
that's
Dr.
Right,
Richard, we're going to be looking forward to you in this conversation, and we've got a lot of people lined up already, and I know we're going to have big participation. I do want to say,
Ava, I'll go ahead.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say I'm glad it was one point that you made. I was blessed to do an interview while I was in D.C. with a blogger out of Philadelphia, and we talked about, you know, black people have not just gotten to this thing of sustainability and recycling and all this climate stuff. We've always done that, and the way we did it, we used to save our seeds. You know, we used to just spit them out, or we didn't look for the seedless watermelons. We used to actually save our seeds. And you know, and so I know Dr. Ridge is going to talk about the land, but another thing that we talked, this sister named Felicia Davis down here in Atlanta was talking about, we are dying because we're living in the cities. And she was saying how because of technology, we're staying in the house. Our children are staying in the house. They're not getting out.
Right.
They're not exercising. They're not breathing air. So they're getting having this issue of obesity. So we need space. We need to be able to move. We need to be able to get out to the trees and breathe good air, and get out of these buildings that Dr. Ridgely talked about, leaving these cities, as we talked last week or the week before about the exodus, and really looking at this whole lifestyle that will help to heal us and get ourselves together. And the pharmaceuticals are the number one drug dealers. So when we look at the brothers on the block, those are not the true drug dealers. The true drug dealers are in our school systems, are in our hospitals. And someone put on Facebook the other day, you said you can give a man or somebody from the hood a gun to rob a bank, but you can give somebody else a bank and they'll rob the world.
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
Well, we're going to get into that as well, the way of life that Islam offers that takes us back to the origins of this planet, even prior to deportation of Moon, and what the Creator had in mind for us. And certainly he did not envision us being on IV and laying up in hospitals.
That's right.
And at the root of all our health problems is rebellion against the law of God. Cancer, and I'm going to rely heavily on a book called Medicine, M-E-D-I-S-I-N, written by a brother who was a guest on Elevated Places last year, both on here on Blog Talk as well as WVON, and we'll have to have him back as well. We're blessed that there are a number of people engaged in research who are willing to step out in the path and tradition set by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, whose seminal book, How to Eat to Live, Parts 1 and 2, really contain the preventive measures and way of life for health in general. But as a cancer survivor and as a child of two parents who I loved dearly and cancer killed both of them, I want to say first and foremost that cancer is actually a self-infliction that we have been led into by the way we live under our slave master's children. Dietary neglect, environmental toxins, emotional issues that we don't resolve. In America, and America we know controls the world, there are no dietary principles in this culture. None. People eat and put anything in their mouth that smells and tastes good. We don't stop to think as we put something in our mouth, what is this for? What is it going to do to facilitate my life? Now, we pay attention to the gas that we put in our car, but we don't pay attention to what we put in our mouths that go into our digestive system. And so one meal after the other, coming back to back every few hours, these are increasing the risk of heart disease, cancer. We suffer from diabetes, high blood pressure, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught on all of these afflictions, even before they became as epidemic as they are now. Heredity does play a role, but we have been taught very clearly that environment always trumps heredity. In other words, we become a product and reflection of the environment we live in more so than our genetic makeup. Our genetic makeup is relevant, but it's not dominant. How do I prove that in no limit of time? Because we act just like white people. And we are genetically nothing like them at our root in terms of our point of origin. But our behavior, our attitude, and our physical condition is reflective of following them as opposed to following the law of God. But cancer is not something you catch from anybody. It's not something that invades your system. Even though some of the causes of cancer are things like radiation, pollution, chemical weapons. People now are dying from lung cancer who never smoked a cigarette in their lives. That's how saturated, Dr. Ridgely, the environment is with these chemical toxins. Babies are being born with their immune systems compromised before they ever get a start at life. And so cancer is actually the manifestation of the way of life we practice is so not in harmony with the laws of creation. And as I spoke about on Sunday, and you can read this in the study course Self-Improvement, The Basis for Community Development, study guide number 4, health is balance. At the end of the day, health is balance. And when the system becomes imbalanced, that's the beginning of disease or dis-ease. Whether it is emotional imbalance, spiritual imbalance, poisons are also not only produced from outside and in the food we eat, but we produce poison in our own system through certain emotions. There have been tests conducted where fluids were drawn from human beings while they were in a state of rage. Now listen to this. People in a state of rage or people infuriated, and fluid was withdrawn from these people and injected into mice. And at the moment of the injection of the fluid from an angry human being, the mouse died.
Mm.
So there's toxicity.
Yes.
In anger, but there's toxicity in self-hate. There is toxicity in being oppressed. And believe it or not, I heard this very day on, I forgot the program, I was in the car, I was listening to satellite radio, and now the tests are showing that extreme poverty causes a mutation in the DNA of children. When you grow up suffering from deprivation, it affects your DNA. Again, because Allah, God, created this planet with abundance. There is more than enough to eat. There's more than enough air, clean air to breathe, clean water to drink. But the Quran says that it is on account corruption has appeared upon the land and the sea on account of what man's hands have wrought. And so cancer is a mutated stage. It is a repercussion from the human body's unnatural intake of chemicals, dietary neglect, and emotional baggage. Again, it is not some foreign thing that drops out the sky and falls on your head and enters you. It's not something that if you and I sit down to dinner, we can catch it from each other. But it is something that is going on inside of us that connects many times with something we have taken in. Because even the external factors, they don't affect us till we either inhale and breathe them in, or they go in through our skin, or we swallow them.
That's right.
Yes, sir. So, Dr. Ridgely, I want to get some comments on you, then I'm going to start going to the phone. We've got a lot of people on.
Okay. Well, you know, I won't be long. And, you know, like you said, we are created to fit right in this environment, and this environment is like an extension of ourselves. And we can take the things from this environment to keep us individually going. However, an enemy has come in between our thinking and the environment and has us doing things in contrary to how we should stay here. He causes problems and then gives solutions, and then the solution is a bigger problem. That's the way the enemy works. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad warned us against taking these vaccines, in particular the polio vaccine, in the 1950s. And now the Center for Disease Control admits that over 100 million people were infected with the SV40 monkey virus in the polio vaccines in the 50s and the 60s. So we've been experimenting on, we're being killed very scientifically. And the only way out is to leave, not listen to what they do, not take their medicines, and to grow our own food, because it's not just what how the food is grown. It's more what they do with it after they get it. Since we don't cook anymore, we depend on them for the processed
right.
foods. And you look at the back of the label on these, on the stuff you buy in the stores, you don't know those names. These are you're taking in different types of poison to the system. It's amazing that we are still here. That's proof that we are God's children, because we're actually still here with all the different things that they're doing to wipe us out, and we're participating.
Absolutely. And like you said, it's really a testament to the strength of the original people.
That's right.
That we have survived, but you know what? It's starting to turn around. And
mm-hmm.
I can hardly get through a week without a phone call that somebody is in the hospital, somebody just died of cancer. And there was a time, if you remember, Minister Farrakhan said back in the day, they didn't think Muslims could die because the funerals were so rare.
That's right.
In fact, there was only one brother in the entire nation. He
yep.
did all of the funerals of the believers, one individual, coast
well,
to coast, up and down.
Well, you know, in the 1950s, cancer was considered by black people a white man's disease.
Yes,
however,
it was.
From 1950 to now, it switched. Back then, where the majority, where 175 blacks died of cancer out of 100,000 and 200 whites died, now it's just the opposite. Now it's 225 blacks dying per 100,000 of cancer, and it's down to 175 for white people. So cancer has switched from being a white man's disease to a black man's disease, and there's reasons why, and we have researched it and studied, and we kind of know what happened. There's been a war. This called the Henrietta Lack. I know you probably heard about it, the Henrietta Lack, the immortal cells.
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely.
That was used to produce the polio vaccine, and now they're finding that the HER cell and the SV40 virus, which actually produces cancer, is found in 100 million people, and it's now the clock, the tick-tock of the virus is so that my cousin, he just passed a couple of weeks ago. Those people is a time bomb in us, and unless we follow the teachings of Elijah Muhammad and start fasting and eating to live and thinking properly so that we can fight this internal poison that's in us, that they're going to take us out. And I'm just going to read this one little thing, and I'm going to let you go. This thing is so fantastic. It's so interesting. I got to read this little part. When they use Henrietta Lacks cells because they are immortal. You know, they don't die. And they keep them alive. That's what they use in the laboratory to keep her cells alive so they can experiment with them, even today from 1951. This is what they feed it. They feed it beef embryo extract. This is ground-up remains of 3-week-old unborn cattle embryo. That's one of the ingredients. They use fresh chicken plasma obtained from the blood of a live chicken heart. That's the other ingredient. And they use blood from human placenta. Now, this is what they use to keep the HeLa cells, these cancer cells, alive, and so they can reproduce, and then they can use them in other experiments. And that sounds like a real witch's brew. But check this out. In fast foods, we introduce chicken and ground-up beef. And industrial bread production, they use human placenta, extract from human placenta, as a bread softener in the industrial bread production. So we're actually taking into our system the very things needed to keep the cancer cell alive in us until it in fact takes over us. We got to change our behavior.
Absolutely. And again, it's going to require that we set up communities and live together. That is going to be essential to ensuring our capability to get the right foods, to breathe the right air. Because I think you mentioned earlier all of this recycling, et cetera. You wouldn't have to recycle if you respected the planet. in the first
right.
place. You see, just like my husband and I talk about all the time. All the time you're on, you see these programs on television where, oh, we're trying to save this animal or that animal from extinction. Well, the animal wouldn't be facing extinction if you had not invaded the animal's habitat in the first place. Mount Everest, people getting killed in avalanches. The mountains were not put there for you to climb and leave Coke bottles and beer bottles behind and for rich white people to spend $100,000 for the Aboriginal people there to lead them up only to die. And I'm going off the grid a moment, but I got to tell you all this. I watched on the Today Show last week when that avalanche took place, and they call those the guides, the Aboriginal people of the area, they call them Sherpes. They are so familiar with the land, and they know best how to survive, even though they themselves know that these mountains are not there for us to climb. The human body is only meant to breathe up to a certain altitude, et cetera. But,
right.
again, this is a rebel against God, a made people. Well, they interviewed this British man who owns one of the companies, I guess, that conduct these tours. And he was interviewed on the Today Show, so the female anchor asked him, she was questioning him about the 13 men that died, and she said, do you know their names, do you know who they are? He was offended visually. He drew up, he said, no, I don't know their names. The tragedy in all of this is the effect that it's going to have on the camping season.
Mm. Wow.
So, again, that's the state of mind of these people. I don't know their names. I'm concerned about the camping season. He's concerned about making the money.
Right.
But the point that we're talking about is living in harmony with the planet Asia, that we are named after, the Asiatic black man, because we draw life from this planet, which in turn is given light and heat from the sun. And so to the degree we have walked away from that, to that degree, we are sick and dying. So we're going to go to the phones. We've got Brother Keith, and he is calling us from the Atlanta area, 68678 area code. Welcome, Brother Keith.
Assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum salam.
Well, first, I just want to say, I know this may anger somebody, it's in his old teaching. The white man is the devil. Living with white people has been the most poisonous thing that black people have ever experienced. And next to the white devil is the black devil, the Negro. When he spoke at Chicago State, he said, things you must do is division. The Negroes in Arkansas, he said, we can't have it. He said, y'all went over there to Brent, they said, the hell with y'all. He said, yeah, you need a revolution. This is insane. I was listening to this Negro broadcaster. He's talking about how, you know, black people are the problem. You know, they try to, you know, get white all the time. We walk around with a black body and a white subconscious. One of the biggest issues living with white folks, it is poisonous. Living
it
with
is.
White folks,
it's
Negroes. So the only solution is first separate yourself psychologically from them, because we got that Whittling syndrome and that chip. So anytime white folks get around us, they just press the button and all of a sudden, you know, we Barack Obama. But the biggest issue I see is living with white folks and living with Negroes. So we got to come up with some organized system. Al Sharpton, a federal agent, I think that shouldn't surprise nobody. Messy Jesse. You know, we got to create type of system. But my question to you, what will it take? What will it take for black people in general, black people all around the planet, to realize this white man is no friend of us? And we always try to find yourself with a big old magnifying glass, find the nicest white person we can find. The white man is the devil. And we got to do something.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you for that call, because that's the bottom line, is we have to get away. I mean, I don't know how many centuries it's going to take for us to see. We have tried everything, and we have achieved everything we could in his environment, and nothing has worked. We have Sister Eula on, and I think she called last week about her own experience with cancer, and I told her to call back because we would be addressing it tonight. So, Sister Eula, are you on?
Yes, ma'am. As-salamu alaykum.
All right. Wa alaykum salam. Welcome.
Thank you, sister. Thank Allah. Just wanted to say that I am 40 years medication free.
Praise be to Allah.
Advil or aspirin or any kind. But I did have 7 long years where my mother took me to the hospital if I got a scratch. And I was always in emergency. I was always being hospitalized. When I left home, I was scared to come around there when I was sick or anything, because I knew she put me back in the slammer. But the point I wanted to bring out is my minister said that Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught him, Minister Theodore Hamza in Cleveland, Ohio, to teach the people Yaqub's history often, because Yaqub's history of how they made the doctor and the nurse and the undertaker all liars is going on right in our midst. They check your blood and they tell you you got the cancer. You don't know if you got it or you don't have it. All we do is take Master's word for it. And we don't know. We were feeling good till we went in there, you know. So there was an article on the internet that 772,000 people were infected as a result of going in the hospital. And there was another article that said that all these dirty needles that had been used on people were being circulated. I think they're trying to get even with Obama for the national health care plan, so they're doing all sorts of things. Now, that's just my saying. That's what it looks like. But the hospital is not a fun place to be with the way the white man is treating our people. If he is not giving Trayvon Martin freedom, justice, and equality, can we look for it? And that was basically what I had wanted to share with the elevated place. Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you. Thank you, sister, so much. And I love you. So 40 years, no medication.
No medication of any kind. And since I get up in the morning, they call me grandma riding my bicycle through the neighborhood. I get up, I do 200, touch my toes, or airplanes, I do 700 bicycles. Allah has blessed me to be in pretty good health. You know, I know if I was to go up in there, it wouldn't last long. As-salamu alaykum.
Exactly. Wa-alaykum salam. I'm going to, in between calls, just direct our attention to some things that we may already be aware of, but, you know, there's a tendency to fall back asleep. You know, the brain becomes very alert at an overt, immediate threat, but the way we're programmed is if the threat doesn't materialize, we return to a state of calm and relaxation. And so there's a tendency to do that. I mean, as we get these teachings over the years, we get alert, we fast, we try to eat right, and then after a while we tend to slip back into the ways of the Caucasian. Why? Because we still live here. But I want to say something about microwave ovens, okay?
Come on.
You know, and there's so many things that are out here that kill us. But you notice now they build homes, or if you move into an apartment, the microwave is there. Okay, it is as inherent as a door or a window. It's right there. This is a definite source of death. People don't use microwaves because they make food better or even make it taste better. They use them for speed.
Right.
But it should occur to you that if you can cook a turkey in 5 minutes, there's something wrong.
Come on.
Okay. Now, in Russia, I don't know what has happened what the current state is, but all the way back in 76 in Russia, they banned microwave ovens. Because it was proven almost from the moment they came on the scene that they caused cancer. Okay? But in the United States, the Food and Drug Administration has said microwaves are safe. Number one, let's at the, in the best case scenario, if you cook food in microwave, the best case scenario, you're going to lose up to 90% of the value of the food. That's the best thing that can come out of it, is that the food will have no nutritional value. But what it really does is it alters the substance. And that is the cause of so many digestive disorders. That's why everybody's got acid reflux now. Nobody had that when I was coming up. I never heard of it. There's so many conditions that I know of now that are dominant in the environment that as a child never even heard of it. Microwaving alters food chemistry. It alters the chemistry of the food. It leads to malfunction in the lymphatic system, degeneration of the body's ability to protect itself against cancerous growth. One of the reasons I'm still alive today after metastasized breast cancer is my lymphatic system, because that's where it went. It went into my lymph nodes. And they told me if it's going to spread anywhere, you're lucky that's where it went, because your lymphatic system is to help protect your body. They will contain cancer cells. But people today, your lymphatic system is so distorted that it doesn't have the ability to fight back. And it also, when we cook food like that, it allows a higher percentage, as a result of compromising your lymphatic system, it allows more cancer cells to take up space and move through the blood system. And so the best thing that we can do is, number one, stay away from those. And you don't know when you – my the point I wanted to get to is all these fast food places, Dr. Ridgely.
Come on.
That's
come
how
on.
They're cooking. That's why the food's fast.
Yep. They're nuking it.
They're nuking it. I mean, how do you drive your car up and talk in a box
come on.
And say you want this 9-foot hamburger with cheese? I mean, it takes time to cook meat. Okay,
right.
And you order all this. I want the double Whopper, the triple, the egg McMuffin, the giant McDonald's. I want all this, and by the time you pull around the building, 2 seconds later, it's ready. Are you serious? This is a real life horror movie that we are living in. Televisions, same thing. Don't sit up on the TV. Minimize how much you watch television. Don't go to sleep with these televisions on. That cathode ray tube, okay, the electromagnetic field, and Mother Tynetta's been writing a series of articles on thought, okay, and the natural electromagnetic power. But what they have done with this television, and studies have proven it, that constant exposure to television contributes to cardiovascular illnesses, you know, high blood pressure, heart attack, and various forms of illnesses, including cancer. And you know who watches more television than anybody on the whole entire earth? Black women.
What?
Black
women, right?
More than children, more than white people, more than black men, more than anybody, black women watch television. And so if you get a cancer diagnosis or you know somebody that does, avoid the TV. We got to stop letting our children sit in front of these televisions 8-9 hours, because black people watch more television than white people by great ratio. Okay? And this reality TV, this scandal and being Mary Jane, all of this madness, it helps stimulate endorphins or healing chemicals. Check this out. If you watch certain type of programming, okay? If you're going to look at it, look at programs like the Discovery Channel or A&E or Animal Planet or PBS, not the filth and degenerate, nasty, the porno, the cussing. And they have saturated the airwaves with programs about prison, which orientate our children to the idea that that's normal life, that I am going to jail. So I've been on a soapbox. Let me go back to the phone. Oh, yes, sir.
No, I just said soapbox. Go ahead.
Okay. Brother Hoyle is on. That's Memphis, right?
Yes.
901.
Assalamu alaikum.
Brother Hoyle, assalamu alaikum. You are live on Elevated Places.
Walaikum salam, sister. This brings me back to your tape you did, How to Heal Yourself in the 21st Century. You remember that?
Ah, yes, sir.
You did a series on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going back over all the things you talked about. You know, they did I just heard on the news that they're talking about measles, and they're forcing parents to get vaccinations that don't have vaccinations for the measles shot. So they're, in a way, you know, they know people are waking up to the vaccinations.
Right.
Right.
And, yeah, I heard that today. And, I heard the sister talk about hospital. Now, if you break the word hospital down, it means hospice. And what is a hospice? A place to die.
To die.
And right. And also, I remember in that tape you said, Sister Ava, you said when you're sick, you know, if you feel like you're sick, don't even claim it. You said get to exercising and get that blood flowing. See, the first thing we do, we take that white man's word, we claim it, we stop, we sit there and get depressed, we don't move. It's just like people that die in wheelchairs or mobile because, what, the blood is not flowing through the body. So we're taking on.
Excellent point, yes.
And we take on that. So, you know, it's another sister. You ever heard of Queen of Fools? She has a book called Heal
Thyself. Oh, of course. Yes, I've heard her books. Yes.
Yeah, right. And sister, and plus with the teachings, you hitting the nail on the head. You know, also the cell phones. I know Dr. Lame, I did I had a checkup with him a few years back. And Sister Ava and Dr. Ridge. I just want to welcome Dr. Ridge and Brother Terrence. I'm sorry.
Brother Terrence had to leave
us, but.
Yeah, okay. Sister, he did a, you know, where you stick your hand up and you see, you know, he checks the energy field.
Yes,
and he
sir.
Said, you know how Dr. Liam talks, said, brother, you need to quit putting the cell phone so close to you. I'm looking, I said, and I said, I'm going to explain to you why. So, you know, it was nothing on my body, and I moved my hand up, and, you know, and he couldn't move my hand. But soon he said, watch this, brother. He put that cell phone on my stomach. I didn't have any energy. I mean, it took it. It sapped all the electromagnetic energy out of it. Now, this is a testimony from me, from a checkup from Dr. Lean.
Yeah.
And this is 101, but it's so many, you know, this Agenda 21 with the satanic group, this Rockefellers and all this group to kill off the population, and that's why we need to separate so bad, sister. You know, I'm just listening and learning, and I'm gonna just read this from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I'm gonna let y'all go because we got somebody. We can heal ourselves. But this is from How to Eat to Live. It says Allah has blessed America with the best foods of America, with good water that is plentiful. America has been blessed with everything that she could desire, but after all of these blessings, she is ungrateful and turns good things into bad, and wages a war against the God of good and his people. This is from How to Eat to Live. So,
yes.
You know, one thing about it, like I said, sister and brothers, we have to It's how we think and what we put in our bodies. And number one, separate from this devil. And also, sister, one more thing you mentioned, even racism. Even you were talking about in that tape of how racism, you know, your parents being around, you said about your father, you know, they said he wanted to be the president, that he could be the president. And he went through this racism. And you know, he was affected by racism. And racism affects our people. You know, being denied and, you know, and also this negative bombardment up through the TV with housewives and thuggery and the music. And also, one more thing, they did a study with the water. This is Japanese doctor that did water, how music and words can change the molecular formula of water. You can put bad or ugly, and it'll change the molecular structure of water. So they did rap music and rock music, and that water was almost poison. They put words like lovely, God, or, you know, just or classical music or peaceful, or, you know, and the molecular structure was, you know, sound. But, you know, what is our body made of? Three-fourths water.
That's right.
So,
well,
like
thank
said,
you, Brother Hoyle.
Well, thank you, sister. I'm going to get off my soapbox. That's what I'm late.
No, you're bringing a lot of good information, but we got a lot of callers.
I'm sorry.
Want to share with us. That's all right. We got Sister Barbara. She's been holding for quite some time. So let me open up her line. Let's see if I can get that open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Oh. To all of who's present, I want to share something with you that I happened when I was a college student. I was working with this world-famous pathologist in the tissue lab, the pathology lab at this hospital. And he was doing some research on the reason why white women had cancer and black women didn't. And through his research, he found, even though they had the same characteristics in their diet, lifestyle, et cetera, the black woman didn't have cancer. What he found, that birth control pills actually came out in the late 30s, and 40s, and the white, and they were very, very expensive, and black women could not afford them. So that's the only difference he found. He said that if something in the birth control pill or any synthetic hormone that affects black women in a negative, and he pointed his finger at me and said, you better not ever take a birth control pill, and he said, you better not ever have a hormone replacement. I have never taken a birth control pill, okay?
And
every sister, everyone I know who had cancer, they have used some kind of artificial birth control pill. And my mother told me it wasn't normal for something like that to stop your egg from being released. And at the same time, but the white man is very, very clever. Whenever he decides to do something, and I have a background in marketing research, he used the television, which we are high use of, to and books and things, and to influence us. So you remember back in the 60s, it was this Free Love, and they had this woman came out with a book about Sex in the City, and then Playboy Club was advertising, you know, the bachelor pad, you know, making everything of it. So we are programmed into a lot of our activities.
Absolutely.
And like the reality shows, now I haven't looked at TV in over 2.5 years. Okay, the reality shows are actually modern-day soap operas. And there's always, and I'm telling you, in everything the white man do, advertisement is the highest form of the white man's propaganda machine.
That's right.
Looking at TV, he might be sending subliminal messages that your conscious mind don't pick up, but your unconscious mind sees it and understands it. And it's the biggest field that black people need to study so they can come to some knowledge of themselves. It's advertisement and marketing, because it's a science.
Right.
It's the highest form of science in the white man's weapons against us. Also, first thing they take you off of when you get cancer is deodorant. Do not use that drone. It got aluminum in it.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, the antiperspirants. Every one of them has aluminum. But Sister Barbara, I got to move on. got a lot
okay,
of callers.
Well, I wanted to share something that's important for Elevated Places
with Dr. Ava Muhammad. Be sure to join us right here every Thursday at blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces. If you enjoyed our show...
Sorry about that. That was a technical problem. We've got Dr. Salam calling, and we're going to open up his mic. We're still on the air, listeners. Dr. Salam, welcome to Elevated Places. Welcome back, I should say.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Thank you. Dr. Ridgely and Brother Terrence is many miles away, so I won't even try. But I love him wherever he is. But Dr. Ava, the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad does not teach us to hate. It teaches us how to survive. And that is exactly what
mm-hmm.
you're talking about.
That's right.
And when you came out to share the cancer, I had heard about it, but I had never heard you mention it. It's just so profound. 2 weeks ago, I joined the American Cancer Society. I'm pretty much disease-free. I take one high blood pressure, 10 milligram. But I'm going to share all I can after I, you know, become a spokesperson and be more active in this. But you had mentioned the three areas, the metastasizing, the excision, which is to remove, and then the epithelium, which is the covering of the lines of the cavity. That was a time, and I think you mentioned this, that we hadn't heard of cancer in the 50s. It was in the late 60s when we started seeing cancer in our communities. It was called
right.
a white man's disease. And
right.
It's just so... If we would just focus more on our health and how to eat to live, the more we grow and the more we live in a society and see the minister trying to give us the natural path as the messenger gave it to him, there is no home but the NOI. And you got Elevated Places giving out this information system. Nobody's doing that the way they're doing it. And one last thing I want to say is that the professors at many of these universities, like Harvard, like Yale, like Northwestern, and others, big colleges, many of them are leaving those professorships where they have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to teach and train. They're now going into laboratories for research on medicines, and they're going from maybe $400,000 or $500,000 a year, those that have been there for a while, into the millions now, because all of this stuff is being created in a laboratory, and it's for genocide, and we're just going to have to keep pushing this. And I thank you so much for sharing, and I'll hang up and
yes,
listen.
Yes, sir. Oh, thank As-salamu you, alaikum. Dr. Salam. Walaikum salam, Dr. Salam. Always brings excellent information, and, you know, to his point about, and you raised it earlier, Dr. Rizzi, cancer went from non-existent virtually to dominant, and now it has become really a black man's disease, because even though the incident rate of cancer is greater in white people for many forms of it, the death rate...
That's right.
From cancer among black people is always higher for every
yep.
form of cancer, whether it's lung, prostate,
yep.
breast, pancreatic. It doesn't matter what it is. We are guaranteed to always die from it more frequently
well,
than them.
You know, once they have an excuse to get you into their kitchen to finish you off, you know, that's just to get you in the kitchen so they can finish you off. But once they get you in the kitchen and start giving you the pills and the more shots, they'll finish the guard off, because they know that it takes a whole lot to take us down.
Yes, and, you know, they have become very astute at diagnostics But even in the course of the diagnostics, and I remember Dr. Whitaker said this, for example, if you feel the lump on your breast and you go in, see, what you have to be very careful of when they do the biopsy, because, as he said, there's value in a solid tumor. Because what the solid tumor is doing is containing the cancer cells.
Right.
See, a tumor is a sign of the body at war. Okay, just like fatty tissue is. Because what the human body does, as you talked about us being gods, what our body will do, like any strategic smart general, it'll isolate the enemy.
Come on, that's right.
So that the healthy cells can surround it. But when you go in and they give you this biopsy, the biopsy means they're going to pierce that tumor with a needle.
Open it up.
They're going to open it up. And they're going to draw out cells so they can tell you it's cancerous or not. Well, look at this. If it's not, it has the capability of becoming that, because its presence shows us we're doing something unhealthy. We're engaging in an unhealthy pattern. If it is cancerous, you don't want to open that thing up. You want to start engaging in a dietary regimen and a way of life to shrink it. You don't want to open it up. You want it to shrink, and it will shrink, as some of the callers are talking about, by coming off as many of these chemicals as possible, by eating correctly, by eating infrequently, fasting, you know, by distancing yourself of the so-called amenities of living in the United States, you know, with the phone in the ear all the time and the television on day and night, et cetera, cooking in the microwave, throwing something. You know, this is a form of chronic suicide. You know, and so we have to become scientists so that you make sure you have some say-so and be decisive. But what happens is we don't get physical checkups, many of us, at all. And so we will feel a pain or feel something is wrong, but we won't get it checked out. And we get spooky, and we just go on and on. And then all of a sudden we pass out somewhere, go into a coma. And then we're told we have stage 4 or stage 5, some advanced illness. But I don't care how advanced it is, the word cure means responsive to care. And anything alive can respond to care. So to the point that one of the callers made about being given this death sentence or some doctor telling you you got X amount of months to live, they have no idea how long you have to live.
That's right.
Only Allah knows that. But it's never too late to at least make an effort to follow these teachings. That's the bottom line of the point I wanted to make. Yes, sir. So let's see. We've got Brother Lewis is on the line. A lot of people calling in. I knew that was going to happen. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Lewis.
Wow,
you're live.
Salam. How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
We're doing great.
Really good. I really want to thank you, Sister Ava and Dr. Risley, for putting up the intellectual collateral for us to make this separation move. And it's real important because so many of us don't know how to represent the supreme idea of separation, because we can't solve any of our problems as long as we live with this disagreeable people. We can't solve it economically. We can't heal. There's nothing that we can do other than keep pointing out the symptoms of the problem. But the real problem is we're under the authority of a people who we shouldn't be under the authority of any longer. And so the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said so much powerful stuff in Chicago the other day. But if we lifted something, he said the other day, he said that we don't want unity with people who don't want justice, paraphrasing, or who don't want reparations. And he said, as Brother Keith pointed out, that we don't need more litigation, we need a revolution. And so in saying this, you know, we have to point out these people who are like unhealthy viruses, integrationists on the down low, hanging around the mosque, wanting to be an Americano or something like that there, but really have no interest whatsoever of following your lead, because by God's grace, Sister Ava, you represent the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan magnificently. Any man who tyranny shouldn't be bothered by the American way of sexism and should listen and try to follow suit so that we can get up out of here, because it's getting to the point now to where we just can't stomach having some minion or some weak man trotted out in front of us, taking pictures with him, talking about how wonderful it is that Beyonce got up on the stage and took off all her clothes, and have sympathy for her, but the little believer you jumped down the throat on. Now, the truth be told, you can't make Hodge without throwing a stone at Satan or at the replica of Satan. And so at some point, we have to do this. And what happened last week on your show with those wonderful mavericks and those believers coming out the closet that they're for separation, they don't want to be involved in integration. We have to get our people to the point to where they think that integration is the most hypocritical, evil thing that has ever happened to us since we've been here, so that we can move out on separation. It ain't no easy way to say goodbye. Who was that?
That's right.
Last night?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Walaikum salam. Bottom line, there's no other solution, Dr. Ridgely, but separation. And I do want to mention or remind us, have you noticed the kidney dialysis centers? They're like gas stations in the black community.
Yep.
They're everywhere.
Yep.
And I think it's somewhere of, we're moving up to somewhere around 10% of black people, 1 out of 10, are going to be diagnosed with kidney issues. If we don't stop
killing them sodas, we love them
sodas. undiagnosed high blood pressure.
Yep.
Which in turn, the sodas. You know, it's not the salt. If you're using Himalayan sea salt, it's the sugar. It's the sugar. Yeah, doctor tell you to cut out salt. Why don't they tell you to cut out sugar?
Too much money.
Stop consuming. Yeah, thank you. Because it's too much money, and then you got this problem with the sugar industry.
Yep.
It's all about that. And then to the point many callers have made about medication, a few years ago this painkiller came out called Vioxx. And Vioxx probably killed about 30,000 people before they took it off the market. And in fact, right before they took it off the market, they had just gotten cleared to be sold to sell it to children. But Vioxx is also responsible for a lot of the kidney disorders. And those of you who know of the Miami Heat player Alonzo Mourning, he was found to have a kidney disorder. And eventually he had to have a kidney transplant. And it was traced back to the trainers in the NBA had been giving Vioxx to the players.
Wow.
For aches and pains from the sport. And so ultimately this painkiller was found to have caused kidney disease at an alarming rate. But like you said, the sugar, of course, we don't even want to talk about pork, scavenger food. All of these things are contributing. See, there's so much kidney disease, it actually could really rate as genocide. Because you are not seeing it in the
white. Now, are they withdrawing, you know, physically, but financially. It's just continuing to weaken us, trying to survive, and then you got to get something else to cover that, and something else to cover that, because you're going to get something while you're taking dialysis. So it's a scientific way of just wearing the gods down. I mean, you think about this. How am I going to take down God? You know, and so they're doing it incrementally and getting us to participate.
That's a heavy question. You said, how are you going to take down God? My husband has almost like a lecture on that I'm going to take from him. Because that's something else we got to confront, is we are living with a creature that is the enemy of our Creator.
That's right.
Do we understand what kind of state of mind they are in?
Or somebody who would tamper with God's word. I mean, you know, the messenger said that the Bible has been tampered with. Well, who would tamper with God's word?
Wow.
That's what we're dealing with.
Unbelievable. And like I was saying Sunday, you know, all of the spookism they sell us, with the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus and a ghost having intercourse with Mary and producing Jesus, all that they're selling us, they don't believe any of that.
Right.
If they did, they could not fly airplanes. They could not run ships at sea. They could not construct highways, because all of that requires science and mathematics. You cannot build a world with spookism. And that's why we have nothing. That's why when you
that's
go
right.
in our areas, it is desolate, because we're spooky. And we are waiting on a mystery God, and what surrounds us is the results of, that's the work of the mystery God, nothing.
Right. Yeah,
so
Satan,
let me
Satan
go quickly.
Has,
go ahead, yes, sir.
Yeah, Satan uses the science that he learned from God to work in the universe and told us something different. So here we are trying to do magic, and he's using science and then lies to us about, no, you need to try some magic. Like the movie Noah, you know, water drops on the ground and a full-grown tree grows up right there. Now, that's what God is about. No, that's what a liar is about. That's stuff you can only pull off in the movies.
Right. Right, instant trees, rocks that help you build the ark.
Build the ark.
Mm-hmm. Only, and by the way, we see more movies. We actually finance the movie industry. Why don't we run it?
Since
we pay for it, because we're spooky, see.
Yep.
But we are the victims of genocide, because at this point we choose to be. The blindfold has been taken off of us. We know better. We know there's no Santa Claus. We know that. We know Jesus was a black man, the historical Jesus. We know that. But we persist in behaving otherwise. So I'm going to run back to the phones. We've got Brother Sydney calling from the 804 area code, and Sydney has a comment. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Queen. How everybody doing?
We are wonderful, sir.
All praise due to Allah. I'm in a deep thought about how when I go out in the streets and with the final call, and I see our sisters out there eating out of these bags, these McDonald's bags, these Burger King bags, and they just big. They just so big, and I say, oh, my gosh, and they just smoking and children all in the back seat, and it seems like it's just no way of getting to them, and I be trying to do my best with giving them some advice, and you know, and all of this, even the guys, it seems like every other car come past me is somebody with a cigarette in their hands and their mouth, and they don't want the final call newspaper, but I say, wait, would you rather have the cigarette or the final call, brother? It'll give you some knowledge, you know, and I tell the sister that too. And it takes my mind to one of the lecture that Brother Ishmael was giving one day, and he was showing a film about a scientist with a frog, and this frog wouldn't get into the hot water because he'd know that this water was hot. And then all of a sudden, this scientist put this frog in this water that was lukewarm, and as he gradually cut up the heat, the frog was just trying to adjust to the heat until eventually it just bored to death. And that's where I see a lot of our brothers and sisters out there just trying to adjust to an environment that's not healthy for them.
Well, yeah, it's really called chronic suicide, where you are so at a loss and so in despair. The spiritual self is in despair.
Right.
And you really just don't want to be here, though you consciously don't realize that. But
yep.
You know, as you said, smoking, bags from McDonald's, the way we dress, the way we conduct ourselves, the promiscuity and the adultery, getting high, you know, spending, if we do get a dollar, we put it on the lottery. That's chronic suicide. That's just killing yourself. And
okay.
As we know, we're the tribe of Shabazz. We are indestructible. We're indestructible
yep.
as a people, but individually, on the physical realm, we can be taken out. And that's one reason why our children are being shot one at a time. You know,
yep.
The minister had already exposed their plans to come down the street in tanks and to take
yep.
us out en masse, but they have met on that, I believe, and they have rearranged their strategy. And see,
yep.
what they've done, like you're talking about the frog in the boiling water, we've become desensitized to being murdered.
Yep.
You know, our children are so accustomed to funerals, they run out and have T-shirts made, R.I.P. They on Facebook, R.I.P. have no idea what they're talking about. Because they don't even mature and get old enough to understand what death is, the permanency of it.
Well, you know, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, I repeat what he taught back in 94, preparing for the Million Man March, and he said that each of us has in us a special gift that God has placed in us for us to develop, to be utilized for the betterment of humanity. And if we don't find out what that is and cultivate it, then our God, your God, will kill you. In other words, when you have given up on life,
yes.
you wind up allowing yourself
mm-hmm.
to die. And what they do
That's
to
true.
Us every day is
mm-hmm.
poke us out as to living. You know, like Malcolm was told when he was a little boy that you can't be a lawyer. Well, when that pricked his spirit and broke him in terms of learning. So he was on a downward course ever since. So that's what they do to us on an everyday basis. They make us believe that we can do nothing, therefore we sit there and just die, because he's made us believe that what I do is ineffective and it's not important. And we're afraid to come together as a group because there is a punishment for it. I mean, the new gang law now, they're talking about two. If two walk around with the same tattoo on, then that's a gang. You are a menace to society. You're an offense.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay? So they force us to punk. They punk us out, and once you punked out, as a god, you die out because you got no more reason to be here.
Exactly. Yeah, what is your reason? You have to justify your existence on
that's
the
right.
planet. And so when we're not engaged in what our purpose is, then, as you said, we just begin to leave here. We've got want to get a couple more calls in before we run out of time. We've got Brother Joseph. He's been holding for a while. Brother Joseph, you're live on Elevated Places.
Assalamu alaikum, family.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, Brother Dr. Ringling and the rest of the guests on the line, I'm just telling you, I tell you, it's a wonderful thing to have people with like minds, with like understanding, and to know that we are dying. I mean, it's like we got how to eat to live, we got the teaching, we got everything that Allah promised us that He would give us.
Mm-hmm.
As a whole, we're not gravitating to it. But this show is the show of all shows. that people need to get into the show every Thursday. I wish it was on Monday through Thursday. You know,
yes,
people,
well, we're going to try to work on that, too.
Yes, ma'am, Stephanie. Let me know so I can help.
Absolutely.
But I just wanted to say that, you know, how to eat to live is key. Me, myself,
yes,
personally, I've been a vegetarian for 9 years. I'm talking straight vegetarian, no fish, no meat, just straight vegetarian.
Yes, sir.
Because I know, yes, ma'am, because I used to work in a meat packing plant in Milwaukee, and I've seen
the stuff
that was down there.
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. So I just thank a lot for this teaching. I thank a lot for you all, because I tell you, ain't nothing else left for on this planet but the Nation of Islam and Elevated Places.
All right. Well, he could thank you.
I'm willing to tell some of the things he saw on the floor that they put up there in the bags at the meat place.
Oh, my God. I know that. He said, I don't even do fish. I'm done. We got Sister Renetta, and she has been holding a while as well.
Don't worry about it.
Assalamu alaikum. You're live.
Hi, hello. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
How are you?
Welcome, sister. Wonderful.
All right. I'm sorry, Sister Ava. I was calling
in
because I had a question. I was trying to see, did anybody see this video that's going around on YouTube? And it's saying, it's this Jew. He's talking about the synagogue of Satan, how they sacrifice children, how they kidnap all the children, and they grind them up, and they use it for McDonald's burgers, Wendy's burgers, and things like that. And he's saying, like, it's a preacher who interviewing him, and the preacher asking him, like, different questions, and he's confessing all of this stuff, and then the preacher's like, and I can't believe that you're confessing all of this. And then he's like, yes, and you've been telling the people all the time that, you know, we Jews, we are like this, but the people don't believe you. And then he was like, how many followers do you have, you know, by you telling them that? He said, and I can tell them, and the people still won't believe me. He said, but that's why we advertise sausage for in the morning and ham and burgers for the afternoon, because, you know, we killing the people, and they eating people. They don't even know it, you know. And it goes back to when the minister was saying, was like, well, you know, It's very funny they got all these McDonald's all over the world, but how many cows do you think there are in the world? But we have to ask ourselves, what are we eating? What are they feeding us? And the video, if anybody wants to check it out or whatever, it's on the internet, it's on YouTube, and it's a video. It says something about UK. It's UK children going missing, and it says McDonald's burgers. And it sounds like, I know they can manipulate anything, but it sounds like a real interview, like this Jew just really confessing, like they sacrifice people for their Passover and stuff like that.
Yes, ma'am.
And they were talking about how they sacrifice the children and they blend them up to make hamburgers, and that's what they're killing us with.
Well, I appreciate the call, and I'll say, thank you, Sister Renetta. I'll tell you this. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, you can't fathom the devil,
right.
Satan. So there
that's
is
right.
Nothing I would put past him. And, you know, you see this obsession they have with these vampire stories and films.
That's right.
You know, to the point where there's something there. You know, that's why the minister called them the bloodsuckers. You know,
yep.
There's truth to that. Let's see. Ooh, we're really winding down. We've got Sister Joella calling out of Washington, D.C. Welcome to Elevated Places.
Assalamu alaikum, my beloved. Assalamu alaikum, my beloved sister. And
wa alaikum salam.
Yes, ma'am, and Dr. Ridgely and Brother Terrence, wherever he is. I know time is winding down, and I just wanted to just let you know that I am just enjoying I enjoyed your lecture on Sunday, and then to hear you on WVON on Sunday evening was just so informative, and I pray that Allah will continue to guide you to help us to see the light. And also, Dr. Ridgely, your show on Saturday with Sister Ann, that's a blessing to learn about the farm. So, again, you know, I just thank you for that. But I wanted to say quickly, have you seen the video with this farmer out in, I think it's in Nevada, where he has the militia to back him up? And this is the reason why we should separate. That's exactly it. We should separate because the messenger told us that the angry white male will get angry with his government, and he will be dragging them on the back of pickup trucks. So when we see that they're arming themselves, this is why we should begin to think about separating from these angry devils as such. So, again, may Allah continue to bless us and keep us, and let's keep pushing for separation. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Joella, for reminding me. I think his name is Cliven Bender or something like that. And and for those that aren't aware, it's this white man out in, what is it, Texas, Oklahoma?
Nevada.
Where? Nevada, right, she just said it. And he has had his cows grazing on government-owned land for years and years and has never paid the taxes on it. And from what I understand, he's being assessed, as they all are, such a low nominal amount of money, it's like he's being subsidized. But that's not enough. And, of course, this goes to having a black man in the White House. That has really taken them over the edge. So the federal government came out there because he's refusing to pay, and I think they came to either evict him or to get him off federal property, federal land, land that belongs to the United States government. He refused. And in fact, one of the things he said is that if you come to force us off and there's a shootout, we've already planned to put our women out in front because we want the world to see you shoot women. Now this is what he said, and Fox Network is the one giving him all the media attention.
Well, you know, a lot of these quote-unquote hate groups or white hate groups, these militias and all that, it really started in the 80s when there was a financial farm crisis, and the interest rates went up to like 20% on farms, and they were foreclosing them left and right. And a lot of these militias, that's when they took up arms to begin to fight. And so there is a war going on between those who are beginning to understand that they have been used. I call it the sheepdog and the evil shepherd. When the regular sheepdog, the regular white people, the working hard white folks who thought they was white, come to find out that they ain't white, there's somebody above them and is using them the way they think that they're using us. And so like now, they're beginning to fight one another, and yes, we need to get out of the way, let that red blood flow, but let it be theirs. Just move out the way.
That's right. Bottom line, we want a separate state or territory of our own. That's the bottom line. You know, and so we're down, oh, my goodness, we probably have about 2 minutes left. We're going to continue this discussion. We're going to bring in some natural health experts to continue this discussion into the next several programs, because without our health, and that's individually, because the nation is only as strong as the individuals who comprise the nation. And so we can't continue this lack of self-care. We can't continue self-neglect and think that we're going to build a future for our children. We've got to do better. We have the knowledge. And so we've got to do better by ourselves. And it's hard to be healthy if we're not living together. So I want to thank the entire Elevated.
Thank you for listening to and participating in Elevated Places with Dr. Ava Maha.
With technology,
be sure to join us right here every Thursday at blogtalkradio.com/Elevated Places. If you have enjoyed our show today, please bookmark Elevated Places as one of your favorites. And remember, we are all preparing for a brand new world.